Coke time is anytime, anywhere. It's always time for ice cold Coca-Cola. Your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola presents Coke Time, transcribed with Fred Robbins, our guest, June Hutton.
Cute as a button.
And starring America's favorite young singer, Eddie Fisher.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Coke Time.
Cute as a button, indeed.
For the next 15 minutes, we've lined up a little music.
In the first place, what's so cute about a button?
And maybe we'll be getting into the act.
Eddie.
Yes, June.
In the first place, what's cute about a button? In the second place, how do I resemble a button? And in the third place...
All I can say is, Junie, button rhymes with Hutton. No other reason.
Well, there are lots of things that rhyme with June.
Well, we'll go to work on it, Junie. Meantime, since it's about 5 months in St. Patrick's Day...
More reasons?
And it won't be St. Patrick's Day again for another 7 months, we've picked a little song for all the Irishmen who feel neglected 364 days out of the 365. Make it gaily and with a shillelagh axe.
Oh, I woke me up this morning and I heard a joyful song from the throats of happy Irishmen 100,000 strong. Sure it was the Hibernian Brigade lining up for to start the big parade. So I fetched me Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Don't you know that today's March 17th? It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The sidewalks of New York are thick with blarney. Sure you'd think New York was on Killarney. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because for all the Irish, it's a great, great day.
It's green we'll be wearing today, Eddie.
Why not, Fred? In summer, wearing of the green gets to be a national proposition.
Say, Eddie, can you give me a seven-letter word meaning glad to see you?
Let's see, Axe. How about, cordial?
Oh, that works perfectly, Axe.
Yes, dear. Axel Storgel, cute and cordial.
Uh-huh.
But I still don't like it.
Are you still worried about that cute as a button thing, Junie?
Not me. Axel wants one, too.
Oh, sort of a swing and sway with Sammy Kay.
You talked me out of it.
Then back to the bandstand, because June Hutton, just plain cute, has a song that's waiting to get sung. Start somewhere in the string section, Axe. And she'll be right along.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see?
But don't blame me.
June Hutton singing Don't Blame Me.
But whatever became of your midsummer St. Patrick's idea, Eddie?
I haven't given up, Red. Turn left at the lakes of Sligo, and I'll wait for you by the Blondie store.
I hear a bird, Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheery word. I hear a breeze, a river shining breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the sea. So tell me, please, how are things in Glockamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down through Donegal, through Killybay, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glockamora? That willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with a twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a-sighing for a land. How are things in Glockamora this fine day?
And on a fine day, I'd say things were probably pretty much okay everywhere.
Weather isn't something you can count on, Fred.
Well, we've gotten to count on one thing anyway, Eddie. When June Hutton visits the show, it gives a duet.
Fine, but can we count on Axel?
Yes, dear. One, two.
I can't give you anything but love, baby.
That's the thing that I need plenty of, baby.
Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find
what?
Happiness.
And I guess all those things you've always pined for.
Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby.
Diamond bracelets, Axel doesn't sell, Junie.
Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
That was really wonderful. I might say you ended together right on the button.
Not you too, Fred. With all this button business, the two of you are reminding me that I have some sewing to do this week.
Well, isn't August kind of hot to spend your free time sewing, Junie?
Not if you do it the way I do, sitting in a reclining chair out in the yard under the trees.
And with a frosty bottle of Coke beside you.
Eddie, how did you guess?
Anyone who knows how to do it the easy way knows how to work refreshed with ice-cold Coca-Cola.
That's true, Eddie. Work is actually easier when you take time out now and then to enjoy the pause that refreshes with delicious, refreshing Coke. Ice-cold Coca-Cola has a matchless flavor that everyone enjoys. So when you're working hard, pause. Enjoy a frosty bottle of Coke. Then, work refreshed.
The word is out, and a welcome word it is, that Rodgers and Hammerstein are readying a new musical play for Broadway this fall. Of course, we've never stopped singing the songs from the last six, but it's nice to think we'll be adding some more to Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, Hello, Young Lovers, Some Enchanted Evening, and the rest of the long list, which includes You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel.
Be thinking of that melody for 2 days now, Eddie.
It's one that's hard to forget, Fred, but then you don't want to forget it either.
But it'll be back again on the show.
For sure, and so will Junie Hutton, who was such a button of a guest this time. Until next time, when your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola sets the time and place, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause a pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.
Coke Time, starring Eddie Fisher with music by Axel Stordahl, is produced and transcribed by Gordon Auchincloss. Ed Stokes speaking.